It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 345, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Provo City wants you to meet its new chief of police, Fred Ross. He has three decades of policing on his resume and has received a few national honors for community policing. Until now, he served as UTA police chief. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, a suspect is still at large after reportedly opening fire on random cars on I-15 in Juab County, injuring two people. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
It's emergency traffic in Utah County due to a crash on southbound I-15 right about Pioneer Crossing. They are opening up a lot more lanes of traffic while they work to get it moved over to the right, but you still have delays into Lehigh. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny in the south and in the mountains, hazy in the valleys. I'm Brett Benson.
50 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer calls it every parent's nightmare.
My heart goes out to the families. This is an unimaginable tragedy.
Three students were killed. At least eight other people were shot when a suspect, who authorities say is a student, opened fire at Oakland High School outside Detroit. Oakland County Undersheriff Michael McCabe.
He did not cause any problems. He gave the weapon up. He did have the weapon on him at the time. It was a semi-automatic handgun.
This student says his teacher barricaded the door as soon as they heard the gunshots.
Definitely panicked. I was breathing. I was just trying to stay in control, think rationally. We ended up covering the windows. We all had something to throw. We each had scissors, so if we needed to, we could attack.
Authorities say more than 100 911 calls were made in the wake of the shooting. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. And as you just heard on ABC News, a 15-year-old sophomore at a Michigan high school is in custody, accused of killing three students and wounding eight other people. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office says they are searching his house right now. ABC's Dave Packer joins me live. And Dave, have police found anything that might suggest a motive?
Not yet. They're trying to search. Again, as you mentioned, the parents have hired a lawyer, so the police are saying at this time that the suspect is not cooperating. I imagine they'll want to have everything go through the lawyer at this point. But again, it's just unfolding right now, and we'll probably know a little bit more. There's supposed to be another briefing later tonight from the Oxford police, and they might have some more information for us at that time, including some names. And we don't have the names of those three students who were killed, the suspect and the injured. And as we mentioned earlier, one of those people injured, a teacher, and other students. Several of the people are undergoing surgery right now, from what we understand.
Dave, what do we know about this shooting? Do we know anything that prompted it, or if he targeted people? What do we know about it?
Well, it seems like something that may have been targeted. We're not sure exactly of the motive. Again, the suspect's not exactly cooperating at this time. Interestingly, though, he did give up without a fight once he was surrounded by police. And as you heard in the report, it was just minutes after those 911 calls that he was surrounded by the police, who arrived very quickly. And it seemed that he didn't want to, like in so many of these cases, take his own life at the end of the shooting spree, which is a kind of a different situation than we usually see. So as far as the motive, unknown. He did apparently know these other students. They were at least classmates of his in the high school, him being a 15-year-old sophomore. And we don't know what was going on between he and those students that were shot or killed. And again, as you heard, those students there taking action on their own, as they were trained to do, doing drills in these schools, has become unfortunately a common occurrence, but perhaps that saved some lives today.
What do we know about this teacher who was wounded?
I don't know much at this time, unless there's some other information that we've seen. But I haven't. All I do know at this time is it's one of the teachers at the school. And it's unclear if he's one of those undergoing surgery. We know that several people are at this time.
Dave,
but again, this happened at the beginning of a class, so it may have been the teacher in the classroom.
All right, Dave, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for the update.
Absolutely.
ABC's Dave Packer joining us live with more on that story. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We do have an emergency traffic situation. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky Meese?
It looks like traffic is starting to move and get through this hot spot. This is southbound I-15. A crash at Pioneer Crossing in American Fork had blocked multiple lanes of traffic. They're working to get the crash over to the right shoulder. But right now, you still have the backup that remains. Stop and go speeds almost back to 2100 North Lehigh. Now for Salt Lake County drivers, you're going to start to see traffic building southbound I-15 between the South Interchange and 90th South. Overall, a pretty good drive on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Steve?
Well, looks like southbound Foothill Drive starting to fill in and slow down in spots between Mario Capecchi and 21st South. If you're on I-15 right now between downtown Salt Lake City and Brigham City, you've got a wide open drive with full speeds, no slowdowns. A couple of surface street crashes in the Salt Lake Valley, one at 5600 West, 3200 South, the other at 4200 South and about 40th West. Make the most of holiday shopping with triple rewards from Cypress Credit Union. Earn triple points for every dollar you spend using your Cypress Rewards card now through December. Visit cypresscu.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
We do have some unhealthy air outside. Let's get the latest with Brett Benson in the 7-day forecast to see if there's something to clear it out.
Very little change in the overall weather pattern through the rest of the week. We'll see overnight lows in the low 30s for northern Utah. Afternoon highs up to the low 50s. Plenty of hazy sunshine, and that stays with us through Saturday. Now, we get into Sunday, 48 for an afternoon high, partly cloudy skies. By Monday, we'll see some increasing clouds, high of 49, developing showers by Monday evening. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
And right now, 50 degrees downtown.
When choosing a home service, don't ask yourself who's the coolest, the biggest, or heaven forbid, we look for the cheapest. We know we get what we pay for. We know the price has to be fair without cutting corners. It must be easy to cut the price by cutting corners. Otherwise, why would so many people do it? If we did, how could we offer you a 10-year parts and labor no quibbles guarantee? One point for us, it's Whipple Service Champions in both attitude and deed. We are Utah's unique, friendly, local family business since 1947. And we won't send out Grumpy Gus because he doesn't even work here. 9 times voted best of state in 9 years says something. Over 4,000 five-star reviews, none of them from my mom. And only 2 say they wish they could have given us 0 stars. Whew, we're trying. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple.com, heating troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. That's FAST.
NMLS 1817019.
Want the lowest mortgage rate? Don't go to a bank or credit union. LendRight Mortgage's rates are often at least 0.25% lower than other lenders. Listen to these Google reviews from very happy clients. Mary, I did my due diligence and compared 3 other companies, and none of them could compete with the rates offered by LendRight Mortgage. David, LendRight had the best rate we could find, and we shopped pretty heavily. Megan, they got me a great interest rate, much lower than competitors. Landon, from start to finish, they were great. Other companies couldn't touch their rates. Ron, on top of the superior service, I also got a 1.75% rate. Wow. This is why we confidently offer a $1,000 lowest rate guarantee. Rates in the ones will soon be gone. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Rescue, redemption, recovery, reentry. That's what happens at the rescue mission of Salt Lake City.
My name's India.
My name is Kelly.
So I was a heroin addict.
I was living in my car.
And I decided it was time that I got help.
You don't know what to expect.
The rescue mission of Salt Lake does not accept any federal, state, or city funding. Everything is wholly supported through your generous tax-deductible contributions, along with donations of our friends and supporters.
You have a bed. You have a shower. We get everything
that we need.
87% of every dollar goes to the Rescue Mission Services. The other 13%, hard costs to run the mission building itself.
Like, I have that hope now.
Thank goodness.
From the recovery program to a place to lay your head at night, and meals served every morning, afternoon, and evening all year long, as well as food boxes for families in need. The Rescue Mission needs our help.
Like a new life, that newfound hope.
That's what I'm grateful for.
Find out how at RescueSaltLake.org.
KSL News Time 3:55. We are watching Utah's money. On Wall Street today, a rough day for the markets. The Dow fell 652 points to end at 34,483. S&P 500 dropped 88 points, and the NASDAQ was down 245 points. KSL News Time 3:56, and it's time for Cougar Traffic Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
We've reached the final day of November, and it's been a memorable one for BYU sports. In fact, it was a no-loss November for the Cougs. Every BYU team that's currently in season was undefeated for the entire month. Perfect 29-0 from football, men's and women's basketball, women's soccer, and women's volleyball, all undefeated. BYU football coach Kalani Sitake points to one common thread for all of the success in BYU's athletic department.
That's the fans. And I'm telling you, like, the fans, they can will us to win, and that's in every sport. That's every activity. It doesn't matter what it is. The fans are amazing. We felt it all year long at home games and on away games, and I speak for all the student-athletes when I say that they feel it too.
As a result of all the success, each team is currently ranked in their respective sports national top 25 polls. For more on this story, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.